Objects mistaken for alien UFOs. Many people in China were stunned at a sight they saw. A truck which had a large UFO-looking object on the back was videoed by a bystander. To add to this belief, a person who is very prolific in pointing out almost every day what he believes are UFOs and aliens has come out saying China now is using alien technology. Sorry, I can't help but believe this is nonsense for several reasons. First, the Chinese would have covered the object up and not transported it in a way for everyone to see if it was indeed alien. Second, anyone taking a photo of it would have probably been sent to prison. Third, but the weakest reason is the Chinese have not even bothered to deny it. There are many other things which have the shape of a UFO. I remember when the same thing happened in the United States and everyone swore it was a UFO being transported because the military was moving it. It wasn't. One person said he believed it was the cutter for a tunnel boring machine. The Chinese did not care who saw it, and that should be proof enough. There are many objects which are mistaken for UFOs almost every day. Some are rare while others are everyday things. One of the rarest is ball lightning. Many of us have never seen this event. But for those who have seen the glowing balls floating across the sky, they know how easily it would be to think they were UFOs. After all, how many reports have we had of round objects glowing? While they can't all be ball lightning, at least a small portion could be, especially in areas that are prone to lightning storms. There have even been reports of ball lightning floating into people's homes. I remember seeing an object on the ground which really fit the description of a flying saucer. It was round, bulged in the middle and was thick. It was not a UFO but a heavy metal cover for something. I forget now what it covered, but it would be so easy to claim it was a crashed UFO. Not too long ago, several objects of only about 3 feet in diameter were found by miners. The objects looked for all the world like miniature flying saucers. I never saw what they turned out to be, but they were not UFOs. The internet and some of the usual newspapers which highlight this stuff had glaring headlines about UFOs being found. It turns out there are quite a bit of pipe caps which look like UFOs, and the wider the pipe, the bigger the cap. I believe some of the things which are most confused for UFOs are aircraft. I have heard people say this is impossible, they have wings and an entirely different configuration than what we think of as a UFO. What these people don't realize is at certain angles the wings are invisible, as are other parts of the aircraft. Many of the cylindrical UFOs which had claimed to be seen were actually planes, you just couldn't see certain features. Another reason for this is the distance many of the sightings take place at, as noticed in videos and photos where the object just seems like a dot. Every time a meteorite speeds through Earth's atmosphere and produces a fireball, there are people claiming to have seen a UFO. They want to see a UFO so badly they don't even consider this is a natural event. Meteorites burn up in the atmosphere every day, but most are too small to be noticed. But every once in a while, one big enough to create a fireball hits us. People should not be too quick to think of this as anything other than a natural event, even though it is a very spectacular one. Sometimes planets are mistaken for UFOs in the night sky. The biggest offender of this is Venus, which is one of the brightest objects. When people notice it changes position, it is because of the Earth's rotation. It does look like a bright light. A second not as bright planet which is mistaken for a reddish UFO is Mars. There are also satellites and even the International Space Station which have been confused with UFOs. As more objects get launched into orbit around the Earth, the more chances there are for mistaken identity. Missile tests sometimes create a lot of mistaken opinions. Their exhausts can look like anything, even creatures, and many times have been mistaken not only for UFOs, but for strange creatures which some believed were alive. While this may sound absurd, it shouldn't be judged until one has seen a few of these. There could also be another cause for mistaken identity, and that is during a daytime launch when the sun glints off a rocket, giving the impression of a sort of fiery object blasting through the sky. So many people in the old Soviet Union were reporting these things. The communist government banned meetings of UFO clubs to protect their secret launches. There are certain types of clouds which look very much like a UFO. There is certainly no denying this. Lenticular clouds sometimes form into almost perfect UFO shapes. You can easily do a search on the internet for clouds that look like UFOs to see what I mean. Some have even suggested the clouds look this way because a UFO is hiding in them. I certainly cannot agree with this. What kind of camouflage looks like the object you are trying to hide? Does this make sense? This doesn't mean UFOs don't hide in clouds because a few have been seen going in and out of them. Balloons are big offenders of UFO spotting, and you can understand why. Some of these things do look like round UFOs and give the impression they are UFOs which are distant when they could be a lot closer than we think. When the light reflects off of the shiny ones, it increases the feeling. I don't want anyone to think I believe all UFO sightings are mistaken identity. There has been plenty of objects sighted which could not be anything natural or misidentified. All one has to do is look at the film the US Navy took of the Nimitz incident. Anyone can see there are objects in the video which not only look like UFOs, but we can't attribute to anything else. All I am saying is people have to be a lot more careful before they call something a UFO.